According to documents not made public until this week, the NFL awarded disability payments to former players whose brain injuries the league's retirement board acknowledged were football-related as long ago as the 1990s. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell had the opportunity to address the issue of brain injury this week in Boston. Only a Game's Karen Given was on hand to hear his remarks, and she has this story.
When the commissioner of the NFL is tapped for the Distinguished Dean's Lecture at Harvard School of Public Health because of the league's, quote, longstanding and evolving commitment to making professional football safer, the critics pay attention. Even before Goodell's speech on Thursday, AP National Sports columnist Jim Litke took exception with the longstanding nature of that claim.
Longstanding is obviously a relative term to the NFL. That's one of the reasons that they're being sued by thousands of former players, because the players contend that in lawsuits, the league knew more about the link between concussions and the violence that is NFL football, and withheld that information for a long time.
And so Goodell faced a room filled to the brim with Harvard students and faculty, a few of the country's leading concussion researchers and doctors, and a couple dozen very skeptical reporters. It's not surprising that he began by kissing up to the home team.
The history of football is closely connected with the history of Harvard. Football has been played here with distinction since 1873.
Professor Paul Since Weiler, the sport's Robert humble and very violent beginnings, Goodell told the crowd, the game has been getting, quote, safer and safer. But the commissioner cautioned against the fantasy that any sport President will ever be 100% safe.
The simple truth is that any physical activity comes with risk and reward. Head injuries occur in sports.
Dr. Bill Meehan runs the Sports Concussion Clinic at Boston Children's Hospital, and he gave the commissioner high marks for that one.
Everything we do in life has a risk of injury, and as an athlete, as a patient, you have to weigh the benefits of that activity versus the risks associated with it and come to your own conclusion. So I thought that was actually a very insightful remark on his part.
Goodell alluded to the millions of dollars the NFL has contributed to medical research in the areas of concussion and concussion prevention. As the co-director of BU's Center for the Study of Chronic Traumatic Encephalopathy, Dr. Robert Cantu's research benefits from some of those dollars. He began as a critic of the NFL, but Dr. Cantu now says Goodell is doing a good job.
He is passionately trying to make football safer. I commend him tremendously for that.
And unlike some members of the news media, Cantu didn't scoff at this line.
We are proud to be leaders in sports health and safety.
It was the NFL that took the initiative that said in 2010 that if you're diagnosed with a concussion, you're out of that contest. And within months, the NCAA said, that's a pretty good idea. And the National Federation of High School Football Association said, that's a fine idea. And youth football said, we'll adopt that too. But it trickled down.
But while Dr. Cantu was satisfied with Goodell's speech, during the Q&A, some of Harvard's students and faculty showed they weren't convinced.
I love the NFL, but I'm just wondering.
It's a but I always worry about.
Yeah, sorry, it's a question. I know as commissioner, your first responsibility is to the owners.
Goodell was called out on his support for an 18-game regular season, moving more games to Thursdays, and for the fact that Alex Smith and Jay Cutler returned to play last Sunday after hits had left them concussed.
What I think was progress about what happened this week, as unfortunate as it is when you have concussions, is that it was identified and they were taken out of the game. Even a few years ago, I'm not sure that would have happened.
But then there was the point Goodell made twice in his speech, again in the Q&A, and again in a short interview session with reporters.
We need to be driven by facts and data, not perceptions and suppositions.
The NFL has repeatedly used this line of reasoning to explain why the league didn't do more to protect players sooner. After a 39-minute address stressing the importance of player safety and all the questions that followed, it's not surprising that at least one reporter thought Goodell might finally be willing to concede that football has the potential to cause long-term brain damage.
What we're doing is making sure that we do everything to make sure the game is safer.
Those conclusions have to be drawn by the medical community.
Well, maybe that's a point the NFL can't afford to concede right now, while facing lawsuits from somewhere between 3 and 4,000 former players. But it's a question Goodell is likely to face again and again until he gives the answer people are waiting for.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it. No, thank you.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Gibbons.